Are you ready to take your child on a journey to discover their Indian roots?
Yay!
Introducing Chimes, the ultimate audio platform for young minds aged 3 to 15. At Chimes, we believe in the power of storytelling to connect children to their cultural heritage. From captivating folk tales to colorful festivals to mesmerizing history, Chimes brings the rich stories of Indian traditions to life. So connect your child to their Indian roots with us. Download the app today and start the journey. Search Chimes Kids Audio Stories and Podcasts app on Apple or Google Play Store. Chimes, audio that inspires.
This is Lori by Ratna Goradia. Hari wasn't quite ready to tell his parents about his new friend, so he made the necessary arrangements to keep Pintu outside. He built him a makeshift home out of a cardboard box with one open end. That night, both Hari and Shyam slept with big smiles on their faces, knowing that finally they had a secret that no one else knew about. The next day was a school day. Shyam was to meet Hari and Pintu by the fruit seller's stand. Hari left his home and discreetly whistled the same familiar whistle. Out came a very happy Pintu, wagging his tail and letting out a few restrained barks.
Woof woof! Woof woof!
Within a few minutes, Hari and Pintu met up with Shyam. Pintu greeted Shyam by standing on his back two paws and placing his front two paws on Shyam. Shyam said, "Good morning to you too, Pintu. Hari, let's go to school, shall we?" Hari said, "Yes, but what do we do about Pintu? How will Balu sir allow us to bring a dog inside school? And we certainly cannot abandon him in the park. Think, think. Thinking, said Shyam. "You know, he could fit in your backpack if you moved your tiffin box to my bag," said an impulsive Shyam. Hari and Shyam managed to place Pintu inside Hari's large backpack. "No mischief, Pintu. We have a half day today. In a few hours, we can all go to the park, okay?" said Hari while zipping his bag. Pintu whined, but eventually became quiet. As always, Balu sir was standing at the gate. He was standing at attention with a stern look on his face. Ends of his mustache were narrow and pointing upwards. He had a whistle hanging out of his pocket, which he used to blast students who did not conform to the school rules. Hari and Shyam nervously walked towards him. He scowled at them, but fortunately, he could not sense that a four-legged non-human had just entered the school. Hari and Shyam were partners. They shared the same desk in Class 5, Division C. The first and second lectures went by pretty fast. Hari had placed his backpack under his desk and beside his feet. He could feel Pintu moving around in the bag every 15 to 20 minutes, after which he would settle down. It was Mrs. Sengupta's class next. They were to hand in written assignments as part of their creative writing class. Hari and Shyam were diligent students and had come prepared to class. Mrs. Sengupta went to each student to collect their homework. Pretending to have dropped his eraser, Hari went under his desk and gently opened his backpack with one hand, and with the other, he held on to Pintu. He tried to feel around the bag for his two-page-long assignment. He felt a few books, he felt his pencil case, and then his hand entered a little puddle. It felt like bits of paper floating in something warm and sticky. He pulled out those bits of paper and realized that these were the remains of what was left of his assignment.
"Pintu chewed up my homework,"
whispered a distressed Hari, kneeling down on both knees and still under the desk. Shyam reacted with the most frightened, helpless look on his face because the teacher was about to come to their desk to collect the assignments. Hari zipped his bag, wiped his hands, and sat back on his chair. Mrs. Sengupta came to their desk and saw that only one assignment was kept on the desk.
"There are two of you, and yet I only see one assignment. Hari, where is your homework?"
Hari looked very embarrassed and guilty.
"Teacher, I promise I worked on my assignment. I wrote an autobiography of a pen. I wrote about the life of a fountain pen and his best friend, Mr. Inkpot. I promise you I worked on this,"
said a very apologetic Hari. Mrs. Sengupta looked furious and said, "So then, where is this autobiography, my boy?"
"Oh, wait, let me guess. Just like Ashok's homework, did yours also get eaten up by a dog? Hmm?"
Hari looked caught out and said softly,
"Actually, that is exactly what happened, teacher. My dog ate my homework."
Upon hearing Hari's excuse for not finishing his assignment, the whole class burst out laughing, including Mrs. Sengupta. Even Pintu could be seen laughing with his tongue sticking out of the bag. After class, Hari looked Pintu in the eye and said, "You owe me big time, my friend." And Pintu reacted by licking Hari and Shyam's faces with little bits of the essay still stuck to his tongue. And that is how Hari and Shyam learned how to stick up for their friend.